It was a real ship. It was a whale ship.
The whale ship has sex.
The ship met a whale. It was a real whale. It was a sperm whale.
Sperm whale met the sperm whale.
That whale drove its head right into the ship. The ship began to split right open. When that whale drove its head right into the ship, the Essex sank to the bottom.
But before it did, survivors gathered what they could from the wreckage. That's when the real adventure began. There were three boats, small boats, whale boats.
Escape from the Essex.
Their food and stuff weren't nearly enough, and they took to
the open Pacific.
1,000 miles west were islands that some said were home to, yes, cannibal civilization. A vote by surviving crew, Captain Pollard overruled. The boat set course for South America.
Owen Chase and his sailors separated in a squall. In Pollard's boat, all the food was gone before long. Hendricks and Co. were never seen again. But somebody came back to tell us about the whole thing. No water, no food for days. What would you do? Sailors baking in the sun, son. What would you do? And how's the story end for the poor Essex crew? We'll go read a book by Philbrick, because I don't think I can tell you.
Once there was a ship. It was a real ship. It was a whale ship.
Whale ship Essex.
The ship met a whale. It was a real whale. It was a sperm whale.
Sperm whale of the Pacific.
And just like Moby Dick, what this whale did was sick. It picked up speed and rammed the Essex. When Melville heard this tale of a whale ship and a whale, he was sailing in the South Pacific.
On a whale ship, not far from where the Essex sank.